sang out from Rodrigo de Triana. Look out on the Caravel Pinta, sailing half a mile ahead of Santa Maria, flagship of master mariner and adventurer Christopher Columbus. Astern was the smaller boat, Niña. It was 2 a.m., October the 12th, 1492. Over 4 weeks since Columbus and his small fleet of three boats had left the last landfall of Tenerife behind them and sailed into the unknown of the deep Atlantic. Over there, far to the west, believed Columbus, was a route to the Indies, India and Cathay, as China was known. Lands of great riches and spices and opportunities. The first man to discover the sea route, safer and quicker than the slow and dangerous land route to the east, would make fortune and fame for himself and for his country. It was this dream that had possessed Columbus for 10 long years. Though born in the Italian town of Genoa, he had travelled first to Portugal and then to Spain to find a sponsor for his idea. Finally, his enthusiasm and personality had convinced Isabella, the Queen of Spain, to back him and provide him with enough funds to create a small fleet to sail west, west, and further west until he hit land. The nerves of his sailors had proved as big an obstacle as the strange seas and the unpredictable weather. Shortly before land was sighted, the sailors had been on the point of mutiny, wanting to force Columbus to return. After all, Columbus had told them that he expected landfall in less than 2 weeks. After 3 weeks, the sailors began to grumble. After 4 weeks without sight of land, they wanted to return. On October the 9th, Columbus promised his captains that if land was not sighted in 3 days, he would order the ships to turn and head back east. But he had seen flocks of birds fly overhead. Then he saw branches with green leaves and flowers in the water. The anticipation grew as the three ships ploughed through the strong swell, and the history of mankind was changed by that excited call of Tierra, Tierra, in the sharp moonlight. When Admiral Columbus landed on the beach of the San Salvador, as he called the island, he thought he had arrived at the Indies, and called the first native people he met Indians. In fact, he had made landfall on a small island of the Bahamas, off the coast of South America. He was entranced with the islanders, whose simplicity and honesty made him call them children of nature. They were largely naked, but had little pendants of pure gold hanging from their noses. It was very different to the bustling, advanced culture of the East Columbus had expected to find, but he was not disappointed. If he just sailed a bit to the south or to the west, he thought he would perhaps find Japan or China. Back in his flagship, Santa Maria, he started to explore the Bahamas. He needed to find hoards of gold and spices to please his royal Spanish sponsors. He landed in Cuba, saw people with a firebrand in their hand and breathing in the smoke, the first sight of cigars, but no gold. He continued sailing and landed on Hispaniola, the present-day Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And here, fortunately, he found more evidence of gold worn by the Tainos, a largely gentle people. Christmas Day, 1492, found the fleet in a small harbour, but the Santa Maria had gone aground on a reef. All attempts to refloat it the following day were doomed, and the flagship was lost. But Columbus took it as a sign and decided to found a colony at that spot. Navidad, Christmas Town, was the first attempt at a settlement on the other side of the Atlantic by the Spanish explorers. With the town fortified in a few days, Columbus set off back to Spain in the Niña, convinced that he had found a source of gold and spices, and, as a devout believer in the Catholic Church, great potential for converts. On board, he carried 11 islanders from Hispaniola, as extra proof of the lands he had discovered. By brilliant navigation, despite only having very primitive instruments to check speed and position on the open sea, Columbus made it back to Europe, first arriving in Portugal having survived a storm. He finally sailed around Cape St. Vincent and arrived in Spain 224 days after he left.